welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Record what you hear. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. I would like to discuss a little bit today on how to do something. It's actually, once you know how to do it, quite self-explanatory, and either you can do it or you can't. And this isn't dependent on your lack of or heightened understanding. This is just dependent on whether your sound card driver can handle this. This is called recording what you hear. This will enable you to record not only what you're saying when you talk into a computer and are recording with a sound editor, but also what your computer is doing. So you can be recording not only yourself, but also JAWS talking in the background, for instance, or music playing, if that's what you want to do on your computer. When I first started listening to podcasts like on Blind Cool Tech, I was struck by the fact that some people sounded really professional, and I thought maybe they were using a mixer. And in some cases they were, and in other cases they were just using a sound card and the computer. And I thought, ooh, how cool is this? So when I started doing my podcast, I wanted to know how to do it. And I asked, and somebody told me, and then I realized my sound card is not capable of recording what I hear. Record what you hear is an option that is built into the drivers of many sound cards. I can't tell you which ones because I can't give you a company name because some of Sound Blasters have it and some don't, for instance. Mine does not. So when I was starting to record podcasts, I was using my Olympus DS50 and hating it because it sounded like I was in a bucket. Recording what you hear is built into the drivers of many different sound cards, like I said. I believe that a lot of times you can find it in the control panel if you go into your sound card settings. Under sounds, there's change sound card settings in Windows. And if you go under that, a whole bunch of stuff will come up. This option would probably be under enhancements, maybe. You just have to page down, I think it tab through the dialog box. I think it is under enhancements in a lot of sound card drivers. You have to watch out because some companies will release sort of like clone drivers for your sound card. I did this once. I tried installing a sound card driver that allegedly had this. It was made by LG. And it basically screwed up my whole sound card settings. So don't do that. I mean, you know, you can, but you take your life in your own hands, especially those of us with screen readers who depend on the sound cards and don't have an external one. I do, but for a long time there I didn't. So that was a problem for me. Anyway, that is how you record what you hear on a sound card. I think I had someone email me and ask how to do this, but I'm not exactly certain. So if it was you, hopefully you got the information you needed. And if there was nobody, then hopefully some of you found something interesting out about this. So anyway, doing it as simple as that. Unfortunately, either you can or you can't. Thanks for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.